Sagt der Heilige Mischner weiter, man sagt es mir nach, es Perik Vav Mischner Beis Minchas Kayhanim und Minchas Kayin Mashiach und Minchas Nesachel Mizbeach ve Ein Behemla Kayhanim. Okay. Minchas Kayhanim means any Mincha that a Kayin brings. Could be his Chayiv and Minchas Chayte, because of an Avera that he did. Could be the Kayin Stam donated one of the five Minachais that you could donate. It could be Minchas Chinach. Ah, sounds familiar. Minchas Chinach is a Sefer. But the Sefer is named after the Minchas Chinach in the Torah. And that's where any Kayin that comes to avoid in the Beis HaMikdash the first time in his life brings a Mincha. There is also Minchas Kayin Mashiach. That's the Minchas Chavitin that the Kayin Gadol brings every single day, and he's makriv half in the morning, half in the afternoon. And then there's Minchas Nesachim. And again, like we have learned so many times, that's the mincha that comes together with every oilas behema or carbon shlamim, and also with tichatas and asham of a mitzvah. What do these menachis have in common? They're all completely burnt on the mizbeach. The kehanim have no chelik in them. So again, zak the mishnah, perik vav mishnah beis, minchas kehanim, and minchas kehanim mashiach, and minchas nesachim, la mizbeach. It goes all on the mizbeach. Ve ein behem, and there is no chelik for the kehanim in this mincha. It all goes up on the mizbeach. Bezeh, with this, meaning these, the Mechaz Kehanim, Mechaz Kehanim Mashiach, Mechaz Nesachim, Yafa, Koyecha Mizbeach, Mi Koyecha Kehanim. The Koyecha of the Mizbeach is stronger than the Koyecha of the Kehanim. So why does the Mishnah have to tell me that? I mean, obviously, if you're telling me, it all gets burnt on the Mizbeach, and the Kehanim don't get anything, so it's Yafa, Koyecha Mizbeach, Mi Koyecha Kehanim. So the Batanura says, and this comes to teach us, that if someone donates wine to the Mizbeach without a carbon, what do we do with this wine? Now, there is a shita that you pour the wine in the fire of the Mizbeach. So our Mishnah is coming to say no, because then the wine would be burnt up right away. It wouldn't be Koyecha Mizbeach Yafa. Rather, you pour the wine into the special places on the Mizbeach like other Nesachim are poured in over there. And if you remember, we learned about this. The wine goes through a special like a pipe into open areas underneath the Mizbeach, and it goes down till the Tehoim of the earth. And that's so that it should be Koyach HaMizbeach Yafa, that it shouldn't get burnt up. Weiter says the Mishnah, on the other hand, Shtei Alechem, the Shtei Alechem that's brought on Shavuos, V'lechem upon him, as well as Alechem upon him, that is placed on the table. From Shabbos, the table in the Heichal. So both of these are eaten by the Kehanim, La Kehanim, V'ein Behem, LaMizbeach, and there is no Chelik to the Mizbeach at all. Nothing of the Shtei Lechem or of the Lechem upon him itself is brought on the Mizbeach. Here the Mishnah concludes, V'zeh yafa koyach ha-kayhanim mikoyach ha-mizbeach. The koyach ha-kayhanim is greater. They get to eat it, the Mizbeach does not. So again, what's the Chiddush? So the Batanur explains that Tana is teaching us, let's say the Shtei Lechem came without the Kivsei Atzeres, without the lambs. They had no lambs to be makrev that year. So I would think, oh, so you have to burn it. So the Tana is teaching us a Chiddush, that even if the Mizbeach is not going to get the Kivsei Atzeres, but the Kehanim still get to eat the Shtei HaLechem. That's the sheet of this Mishnah. If you remember, earlier we had a Machloikis about this. Okay, so we have two groups of Minachais in our Mishnah here, Perik Vav Mishnah Beis. Basically all the Minchas Kehanim that they may donate, or the Minchas Kohen Mashiach, which the Kohen Gadol brings every single day, half in the morning, half in the evening. Minchas Nesachim that come along with certain behema karbanis, all of this is completely burnt on the Mizbeach. The Kehanim have no chelik. With this, the Koyach of the Mizbeach is stronger than the Kehanim. Chiddush being that if someone donates just wine, don't think you pour it on the Mizbeach where it gets burnt. No, it's poured into the regular places on the Mizbeach where they pour the wine of the Nesachim, and it goes down all the way till the Tahim of the earth. So the Mizbeach gets it. It doesn't get burnt on the fire before it even hits like the Mizbeach itself. The other category was Shtei Alechem and Lechem Apanim. These menachos are eaten only by the Kehanim. The Mizbeach gets nothing. Chiddush being, because the Mishnah stresses, V'zeh yafa koyach ha-kehanim mikoyach ha-mizbeach, that even if there's no Kivsei Atzeres to the Mizbeach, the Kehanim will still eat the Shtei Alechem according to the Shita here, this Shita in our Mishnah.